Betty Hutton was one of Hollywood's most popular musical comedy stars of the 1940s and 50s. But she wasn't happy in Hollywood. And at the height of her success, essentially, she stopped making films. She died this week, having just turned 86. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz remembers her fondly.
Okay, fellas, hit it.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian, too. Neither doctor, lawyer, nor Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean. There's a lot of little birds in the blue. And neither fish nor fowl, says the wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true.
I loved Betty Hutton when I was a kid. Her uninhibited, overflowing exuberance probably made up for my own shyness. I thought she was wonderful as the silent movie serial star Pearl White in The Perils of Pauline, and as the aerialist hopelessly in love with Charlton Heston in Cecil B. DeMille's The Greatest Show on Earth. I was sure it was her performance that got the film its Best Picture Oscar. She blew me away as sharpshooter Annie Oakley in the movie version of Irving Berlin's Annie Get Your Gun, though seeing it again recently, she seems badly directed. She was called the blonde bombshell because she virtually exploded every time she appeared on screen. She was a good singer, too, and had a number of hit songs, mostly specialty numbers written for her, like He Said Murder, He Said, and I'm a Square in the Social Circle, and Hoagie Carmichael's Doctor, Lawyer, Indian Chief. But she could also really deliver a slow ballad, like Frank Lesser's Too Little Known, I Wish I Didn't Love You So, and Berlin's They Say It's Wonderful.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say, and with the moon up above, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. So they tell me, I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. And the thing that's known as romance is wonderful.
She was right in considering her best movie, Preston Sturges's brilliant, rule-breaking wartime comedy, The Miracle of Morgan's Creek. She plays Trudy Cockenlocker, a small-town girl who wants to do something for the boys in uniform. She goes out on a date with a soldier, gets married that night, and when she learns she's pregnant, can't remember who it was she married. After Hutton left Hollywood, her career sputtered out, as did her four marriages. She became addicted to painkillers. Years later, she was discovered working as a cook and housekeeper in a Rhode Island rectory and credits the priest there with saving her life. She actually went back to school, got her degree, and even did some college teaching. She got her start as a band singer and on Broadway and occasionally returned to live theater. It must have been in the mid-1970s that I saw her in Cole Porter's Anything Goes at a dinner theater called the Chateau de Ville in a distant suburb of Boston. A couple of friends and I got tickets for the opening night. It wasn't much of a production, and it was especially disappointing that she wasn't in very good voice. She actually stopped the show twice, literally. Once when she inserted a medley of her greatest hits, which was fun, but the second time was more painful. She was trying to do a Fred Astaire bit in which she tapped a cane against the stage and caught it as it bounced up. But she missed it, so she tried it again. "I'm going to do this until I get it right," she announced, and repeated the shtick 7 or 8 more times until she finally caught the cane. The evening was beginning to seem like a disaster, until at one point she sat down at the edge of the stage and, completely out of the context of the show, said she was dedicating the next song to her ex-husband. At a very slow tempo, she almost whispered the most moving version I've ever heard of "I Get a Kick Out of You." She ended in real tears, and as they say, there wasn't a dry eye in the house either. After the show, my friends and I decided to go backstage. She was very welcoming and was eager to talk about her career and the ex-husband who mismanaged it and undermined her confidence. The next day, the run of Anything Goes was canceled. It was a sad end. But that irrepressible personality is still there for us in her best numbers and in her marvelous comic performance in Miracle of Morgan's Creek, her one movie masterpiece.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts, Boston.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be.
Earlier this week, we played a recording of Anything You Can Do from Irving Berlin's Annie Get Your Gun, which we believe was performed by Betty Hutton and Howard Keel, thanks to an erroneously attributed track on the compilation we used. However, we heard from a few attentive listeners who were sure that was not Betty Hutton singing. And they were correct. One of our listeners helped solve the mystery. What we played was a Judy Garland performance. This recording, the one we're listening to now, is with Betty Hutton and Howard Keel. Thanks to our attentive listeners.
Anything you can wear, I can wear better. In what you wear, I look better than you.
In my coat.
In your vest.
In my shoes.
In your hat.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say faster.
I can say anything faster than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, can.
I can.
Yes, can.
I can.
Yes, can. Yes, can. Yes, can. Yes, can. Yes, can. Yes, can. Yes, can.
I can jump a hurdle.
I can wear a girdle.
I can knit a sweater.
I can fill it better.
I can do most anything.
Can you make a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Any note you can sing, I can sing sweeter.
I can sing anything sweeter than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.